Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Baidu received approval to start collecting fares for its robotaxi fleet in Beijing, the first time a company has been approved to charge the public for the service in a large city in the country. Exact pricing is unknown, but Baidu said it will be comparable to premium-level ride-hailing charges. Baidu operates a fleet of 67 robotaxis in Beijing, offering free rides since October 2020. Meta's head of safety, Antigone Davis, said the company doesn't plan to finish the global rollout of end-to-end encryption by default across messaging services until sometime in 2023. Meta had previously said the encryption rollout could happen as early as 2022. Meta's WhatsApp already uses end-to-end encryption, as do voice and video calls on Messenger. Android users texting with iPhone owners know that Google Messages doesn't support iMessage reactions, displaying a separate message that someone likes an image. Google is rolling out an update to Google Messages to now show iMessage reactions the same way it handles emoji reactions sent by RCS. Ford CEO Jim Farley announced the automaker will no longer work with Rivian to jointly develop a Ford-branded electric vehicle. Ford still plans to produce 600,000 EVs a year by the end of 2023. Farley cited the complexities of meshing hardware and software between the two as part of the reason to end development. Ford invested $500 million in Rivian in 2019. The U.S. Federal Reserve and FDIC formalized the Computer Security Incident Notification requirements for banking organizations and their bank service providers. Under this new regulation, as of May 2022, banks must report major cybersecurity incidents to federal officials within 36 hours. It also outlines when banks must report cybersecurity incidents to customers. Twitter publicly showed off its new live stream shopping platform. This will stream a broadcast at the top of a live event page, with a shoppable banner and shop tab below it featuring relevant products. Customers will be directed to a retailer's site with an in-app browser, which will continue carrying the live stream. Twitter does not take a cut of live stream shopping revenues. Walmart will host the first stream on November 28th as part of a planned 30 shoppable live stream events across 8 social platforms. UK Health Secretary Sajid Javid announced a review of all medical devices for racial and gender biases, saying these may have contributed to the overall higher death rates in Black and South Asian people in the United Kingdom during the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, University of Michigan researchers found that pulse oximeters are more likely to miss low levels of oxygen in Black patients than white patients. Medical algorithms were not specifically named in this review, but could be included. Javid also said he's working with counterparts in the U.S. and other nations to develop international standards for medical devices. A group of about 70 Japanese firms, including its 3 largest banks, will begin testing a yen-based digital currency, with plans to launch it sometime in fiscal 2022. The currency is called DCJPY and backed by bank deposits. This would be used as a common platform to speed up large-scale fund transfers and settlements among companies. Apple has followed Meta in suing NSO Group, maker of the Pegasus spyware. Apple is asking the court for a permanent injunction to ban NSO Group from using any Apple software, services, or devices. Apple's complaint alleges NSO Group targeted illegal surveillance at Apple's U.S. customers. Pegasus lets an attacker access a phone's microphone and camera remotely and was marketed to governments. According to Chinese state TV, the country's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology required Tencent to submit any new apps and updates to it for inspection before they can be distributed. This comes after the regulator reportedly found a number of its apps infringed on users' rights. Tencent says its apps remain available to download. The Wall Street Journal's sources say managers at 9 Chinese state-run companies, including China Mobile, warned employees about using Tencent's Weixin chat app for any workplace communications and ordered any chat groups that could contain sensitive information to be shut down and deleted. Weixin is the domestic version of the popular WeChat app. AT&T and Verizon Communications plan to lower the power levels of 5G towers nationwide and impose stricter power limits on the use of the spectrum near airports and helipads. The companies will take these actions for a period of 6 months in response to air safety officials' concerns the transmissions could confuse some radar altimeters used to measure distance from the ground. In a letter addressed to the FCC's acting chair, Jessica Rosenworcel, the companies state, "While we remain confident that 5G poses no risk to air safety, we are also sensitive to the Federal Aviation Administration's desire for additional analysis of this issue." Head of Instagram Adam Mosseri agreed to appear before a Senate panel the week of December 6 as part of a series of hearings on protecting children online. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who will lead the hearing, is seeking a commitment from Mosseri to make Instagram's ranking and recommendation system transparent, saying executives at YouTube, TikTok, and Snap have also committed to algorithm transparency. The European Commission proposed a bill restricting online tech platforms from targeting political ads based on sensitive categories, such as race, political beliefs, health status, religion, or sexual orientation. The bill would also require social media companies to disclose more details on every political ad run, including views, as well as the criteria used for displaying the ad and how third-party data was involved. Vice President of the European Commission, Vera Jourova, states, "The sensitive data that people decide to share with friends on social media cannot be used to target them for political purposes. The bill must be approved by the European Council and the European Parliament before becoming law." For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.